And welcome to another episode of Roscoe's House of Chips.
Hey.
Bitch.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Please.
And as I said before, your father smells of feces upon which your mother lays her eggs.
There we go. That's yes. What I was hoping for.
You know these guys do their introductions.
Oh, these guys?
Apparently no one's there.
No one's there. So, today we have Wade back with us.
Fantastic. Well, Back isn't his name.
Wade Back?
Yeah, it's not Wade Back. Well, that I know of. Shit, I don't know his last name.
He's kind of Wade Back.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm a wet back.
No, your skin's way too pale for that. And with Wade, we also have his cousin, Jeremy. Say hi, Jeremy.
What up?
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good.
So
doing real good.
I need to say real quick before we start bullshitting here. Jeremy, you don't know Dave or I.
Yep.
So there's no secrets.
Right.
We don't hold anything
don't
back. You don't hold anything back.
I don't have secrets from my own family, man. Trust me, there's no secrets.
Well,
not,
I mean...
Not what we learned from
Wade. I think we decided we really don't get into snuff porn, but other than that...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to scare people.
Okay.
Bestiality.
So snuff porn and bestiality is like the definitive line to the sand. Any fucking where else, we can go.
Bestiality's fine.
Oh, yeah. That's, no, everyone's had those
things. We're good to talk.
Fuck a dog on film and cut its head off.
Yeah, it's just fucked up.
Jesus.
That's where we draw the line. That's where we draw the line.
That's the line right there. Let's not cross that.
Got it. You can fuck a dog on film, but you can't cut its head off. I love it.
Oh,
yeah, tell them what you've been doing for 2 hours there, Jeremy.
I have been drinking rum for
the
last 2 hours. I'm a half a bottle in.
Jesus.
So if I disappear, just because I passed out.
Well, you got to promise us if you start puking, you have to still keep the phone next to your head while you puke.
No, because I'll puke on the phone. And this is an
expensive
fucking
phone. Have it right, you know.
Yeah, we want to avoid puke on the phone. That sucks.
You want to have it so we can hear it.
Oh, I'll put it on speakerphone in the bathroom.
There
I'm not
we go.
Yeah,
that.
Okay. Good. That's what we want. So
you can take the phone in the bathroom when I pee. I don't care.
Nice. Wade was...
You got to hear that. See, Jeremy's got like a fire hose. Okay, like he's got like a huge dong, so
damn,
like
hey.
He'll sit there and hold it next to the toilet. It'll sound like a fire hose rushing into the ocean.
That's two people on this podcast tonight that have got fire hoses.
You must be talking about them because I know you don't.
Oh, I got a fire hose.
I know they're not talking about me. But we already talked about how the fact that I had a small penis and that's why I had a certain STD. You know.
whoa, wait. What's with the past tense? Not had. It's have. You have a small penis. You didn't have one. You have one.
That's a good point.
Fuck
Very
you.
Good point. Unless he got the extender.
While we're talking about penises, I know this guy. Name won't be mentioned.
Okay, good.
Grown up, he had two pee streams.
Ooh.
Like there's a flap of skin over his pee hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he'd stand there and pee, he'd have to arch his back way out. So I want you guys to picture this. Standing, legs spread. Penis thrust all the way forward, head thrown back. Otherwise, he'd pee on his own pants. So this guy, I grew up with this guy. Known him his whole life. We're at Wade's house for Thanksgiving one year.
Mm-hmm.
His ex-wife's there. He's there. We start talking about it. And Wade looks at his ex-wife. And I shit you not, the first thing out of Wade's mouth when we start talking about this is, wait a minute. So can he give you a facial and a pearl necklace at the same time?
<That's>
and
badass.
After we get done laughing, he goes, fuck you. That piece of skin broke a long time ago, and it's only one stream now.
Gotta get all defensive about it. Fuck you, man. Nope. You don't know what you're talking about.
I just want to throw this out in case he's listening. I love you, bro.
But
speaking of bros, like Jeremy, like okay, so Jeremy's the
wait. Can we
child.
At least get like 3 minutes into the conversation before we go there?
No. It's not gonna go there. Okay, so Jeremy, the middle child of his family, and he had one brother that is deceased. God bless him. His name is CJ. And then he has his older brother Scott and his younger brother Travis. And
disclaimer: Scott also goes by Junior. So if you hear Junior in the conversation, that is my older brother.
All right. Yes, and he's the only child that doesn't have like type 1 diabetes, and like a really horrible like version of type 1 diabetes. These guys, like, it's hardcore stuff, man.
Like, in both families, it'll skip a generation. We have four generations straight with diabetes. So,
pretty bad.
We're a little fucked up.
Look, I got lucky. TJ, I beat type 2.
TJ died due to diabetes when he was 2 months old.
Oh, damn.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Only one of four kids not to get it.
Damn.
So anyway, so in all essence, his older brother, you know, kind of made him feel left out. His younger brother, you know, had a worse case of it. Long story short was, his junior, I think all the fucked up pig insulin or something went to his head, and he's kind of retarded. He makes it's not that he's not smart. It's just that he makes absolutely horrible decisions. And, well, Jeremy, why don't you tell him about the baseball bat?
Baseball bat. So we're in the front yard this one time, right?
Okay.
And my older brother's got this baseball bat, and he ties a bunch of hay string to it. So he's got about 15 foot of rope on this baseball bat. And he starts swinging it in this big circle over his head. And he's swinging it down kind of low to the ground, and he's like, jump it, jump it. And so I jumped it. Well, I jumped over the baseball bat, and then it started wrapping up around my brother. And he can't get it to stop, so it just keeps wrapping up around him.
Jesus.
And he didn't knock himself out, but he hit himself in the fucking head with a baseball bat tied to a rope.
Oh, damn. Well, I was going to say, anytime you get hay string or whatever, bailing wire,
and it was one of the greatest things I have ever seen. In fact, he hit me in the head with a baseball bat once and knocked me out cold. It was good to watch him get hit in the head by his own bat.
Oh, damn. So I got a quick little story about stupid and haywire. So we're up in Bellingham, and it was New Year's, and we all had a few Chardonnays that night. We were out by the bonfire with the horses. There were three horses warming themselves next to the fire while we were all getting drunk. Well, the next morning, there was a little... My buddy basically rented out this barn from this chick where he put a bunch of his trucks in there to work on, like old Chevy Loves and shit.
Ooh.
Well, they had this kind of pyramid hay style or hay stack, whatever, inside this barn. Mm-hmm. And apparently some goats came out of fucking nowhere because they weren't there the night before. But they're playing on this haystack. Well, his name is Cedar, so I'm just saying we're, you know, redneck. So he starts running up this hay pile chasing these goats, and they jump off and shit. So then we all kind of start doing it because we're playing King of the Mountain. You know, we run up there, jump off, the goats get back up. Well, apparently one of the hay strings on the very...
I think you guys just really wanted to fuck the goats.
Well, obviously, we don't even have to go there, but okay. No, so the hay string on the very top bale was getting loose from us jumping on it, and so he runs up there, hauls ass, and he's trying to go back down. Well, as he goes over the top bale, his foot catches the string. He fell straight forward, did a complete flip, lands fucking smack on the ground. Total belly flop.
Oh, fuck.
Gets up and walks away. I couldn't believe it. This was at least five or six bales high.
He was feeling it the next day, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
Haystack stories? I got a haystack story you can't trump.
All right.
So this same older brother, Junior, right? We grew up with horses.
I like how the older brother is named Junior.
Do not play on the haystack. Haystack is off limits. You don't play on the haystack. Well, we had just hauled hay, so we got this haystack that probably four bales wide and, you know, 10 bales high, whatever. It's just a huge haystack. My older brother decides he wants to go mountain climbing on the haystack. So he takes the lead rope, throws it up over the haystack. They tie it onto the back of the landlord, the neighbor. They tie it on the back of his four-wheeler. And then my brother proceeds to tie a knot around his waist. Well, as we already established, my brother might be slightly, you know,
Yeah.
And so he ties a slip knot around his waist.
Oh, Jesus.
Tells this kid, go. So he goes about halfway up the haystack. Rope slips up under his armpits, tightens down, and he goes right through the center of the haystack, pulls the whole haystack down.
Oh, shit.
We hear the commotion from inside the house. My mom, myself, my little brother go running outside, and here's my brother laying on the ground, spread eagle on his back with a bale of hay on top of him. Can't breathe because the lead rope is sucked down as tight as it'll go around his chest up in his armpits. And Brian, the landlord's, or Wade, the landlord's son, and this guy's got like bug eyes. You know the guy from, what's that movie, the Nicolas Cage movie where they got the airplane and shit?
Con Air.
Yep. Con Air. The guy with the bug eyes. You know the guy with the bug eyes?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, that guy's eyes are normal compared to this Wade guy's, right? So he's sitting on the four-wheeler, freaking out. My brother's laying on the ground, barely breathing. Lead rope stuck down around his chest. We get him up off the ground. He's got rope burns under his armpits so bad they're bleeding.
Oh, Jesus.
And my dad made him restack the haystack and paint the corrals with rope burn scabs under his armpits. Oh. It was fucking awesome. So I had to help paint the corrals.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Bitch.
So it sounds like you had a very interesting childhood.
Oh, God. God, I had a colorful childhood.
Whenever you grew up with horses.
Well, we're both like white trash. Like, you know, our family doesn't like to admit it, but we're both like trailer trash.
Man, we come from southern Utah, and like southern Utah, the South ain't even got shit on southern Utah, all right? we're redneck. Yeah.
Okay.
Look up redneck in the dictionary. You see CCV family. That's us.
Yep. Absolutely. We're so fucking white trash that like we have I do. It's just Jeremy's uncle cousin, but I have an uncle grandpa cousin Terry. Same fucking guy.
our grandparents were double first cousins.
Yep. Our grandparents were double first cousins. My dad, his first wife was my mom's sister. So my brother's
Wade's got an uncle daddy.
Oh, that's rad.
That's hard to beat as redneck goes.
Yeah, I don't even think Cedro's got that.
It's redneck when your brother calls your aunt mom.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Bill, I love you, man.
Hey, as long as he doesn't call his sister wife.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't tell me you got a story about
so
that.
So what? I married my stepsister. Big fucking deal.
Wait, what?
Well, that's different, though.
No, wait. I got to hear this. You married your stepsister?
Yep, there's no blood. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I did. So I've been married twice. Okay. No secrets, right?
No secrets.
So after 23 years of marriage, I'm 18 years old, graduated high school. A month later, I come home. My dad's packing his bags. My mom asked him to leave.
Oh,
they
shit.
Split up. My dad gets remarried to this gal. I meet her oldest daughter at their wedding. And then I'll be 31 next month. I have been a meth addict since I was 18 years old. I am clean now. Clean and sober for over a year.
That's awesome.
August 26th of 2013 is my sober date. Last time I used. That's also the day I packed all the shit I own in my Ford Focus and left Grand Junction, Colorado to go to Washington. Thank you, Wade, for helping me get sober.
Nice. You're welcome.
But that's when I met her. I was very, very into drug use at this point in time. A few months go by, year or whatever. The gal I was with that I'd been seeing for 3.5 years, Wade knows her as Skeletor because she was a crackhead and 5 years younger than my mother. But so I go to work one day. I come home the next day because I stayed out of town that night, and she had packed all of her shit and was gone. Oh, I quit meth cold turkey. Went through kind of a rough spell in my life, and me and my first ex-wife, got to be friends, and we talked and hung out, and one thing led to another. We ended up getting married. Well, to be my stepmom's daughter. You know, it's not like we grew up together, stepbrother and sister, but, you know, well, technically she's my stepsister.
Yeah.
The worst part is after we got married, I go over to my older brother Junior's house one day, and my nephew, who's 12 or 13 at the time, looks at me and goes, "So how does it feel to be your own stepbrother-in-law?" Yeah.
Let's put this around the room. So, is that creepy, the fact that he was married to his stepsister?
Now remember, we did not grow up taking baths together or anything else like that. I met this woman when I was 21 years old.
And that's how, what I'm how
saying,
old was
though.
She?
That's what I'm saying.
Plus, I already knew the in-laws, and I get along with most of them.
Right.
I guess my first thought would be, what would the dad's reaction be? What would the mom's, what are the parents thinking?
Her mom actually is one of the ones that kind of pushed it together. Her dad, so I go to her son, who is my nephew. I go to his birthday party one year after we split up, and I'm dating my second ex-wife at this time. Well, she went with me to this birthday party, and my first ex-wife starts talking shit. And so we leave, and I look at her dad, and I'm like, "Well, come over to my place and have a beer." So we leave. 15 minutes later, my first ex-wife's dad shows up at my house. My second ex-wife looks at him, apologizes for just leaving in such a hurry, but, you know, explained to him that she started talking shit, and, you know, she didn't want to cause a scene at her son's birthday party. And he proceeds to look at my second ex-wife and say, "Well, why didn't you just fucking sock her in the jaw? You got my blessing. That's what she needs." And my first ex-wife was cheating on me, and her dad is one of the ones that told me about it because it was his neighbor she was sleeping with.
Oh, Jesus. Bang, dang, 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 dang.
Yeah. Needless to say, her family likes me more than they do her. In fact, her brother flat out told me when I left her, "Well, if you need a place to stay, you can come stay here, but she's not welcome in my house." So,
all right. That much of a...
It's just because I'm awesome. I'm a likable guy, but yeah.
I like you.
I got
can't argue that point.
I like you,
so,
too.
So, wait, I'm getting lost in the minutiae of what is a tight-knit family. Your first wife was the stepsister, or the second wife was the stepsister?
The first wife was the stepsister.
Okay.
The second wife was the quote-unquote rebound.
Let me tell you, the second wife...
She was way crazier than the first one, okay?
Oh, my God. So one night, Jeremy is fucking his second wife on the phone, and I call him...
No. Yeah, we're in her camper. She was living in a camper behind her grandparents' house. So we're in the camper.
That does not surprise me.
I'm just fucking pounding the shit out of it. Going to pound town.
Okay.
And my phone starts ringing. And it's Wade. Me and Wade have always been pretty close. We have no secrets. Me and Wade can talk about anything. So. And she goes, "Well, who's that?" I said, "It's my cousin Wade." She goes, "Answer it." So I answer the phone. Wade says, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm fucking the shit out of Rebecca. What are you doing?" She goes, "Really?" So then Wade starts talking dirty to her while I'm fucking the shit out of her.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's
awesome.
Talking dirty back to Wade. Wait a minute. What about me? It's my penis here.
So what kind of a three-way is that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a...
But wait. I also got to know...
It's just phone sex.
I got to know... What position you were in to make it easy for her to hear Wade and Wade to hear her? I mean, we're just talking missionary doggy.
Yeah, I was just going to say speakerphone.
And so, what was really cool was I was like, oh, telling you want that big fucking cock in you. And she's like, oh, I want that big cock in me, Daddy. Like, she said that. And I'm like, whoa. And so then I was like, let's see what kind of shit I could get her to say.
That is badass.
And then Wade calls me the next day, and he's like, dude, please tell me that you guys were joking last night. I was like, no. Dude, I was balls deep when the phone started ringing.
That is badass.
That's really fucking funny. Holy shit.
Oh, man. God. So is that incest? Guys, what do you think? Is that incest, the fact that I was talking dirty to his wife while he was fucking her on the phone?
Okay, but so how...
Speaking of which,
his wife at the time related to you?
That was $1.99 a minute, and that was like a 15-minute phone call, so I still need that money.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's let them go around the room a little bit.
How was the wife related to you, Wade?
She wasn't.
She was not at all.
She was only related. Yeah, she was only related because she was married to Jeremy.
Okay.
See, and if there's no, or excuse me, if it's a step sibling, there's no blood. I can't call that incest.
No, I can't either. I just think it's still kind of like crazy. How would the parents react? What would they think? Like,
all of a sudden.
Yeah, but you know this shit. That's how it was back in the day, though. So we probably come from some incest down the line.
Yeah, probably.
Like real incest, not step incest.
Yeah. That would actually explain a lot about me.
You don't come from incest unless you could claim that your grandparents were double first cousins.
Absolutely.
I'm sure mine were somewhere down the line.
But as far as Wade's question goes, I'm going to have to say no on this one. Yeah.
Awesome.
So you're
awesome.
Finally going to join the crowd.
So did you hear, Jeremy, why don't you repeat what you just said about it's less incestual than your virginity story?
It is. It's less incestual than the time I lost my virginity.
Okay.
Wade hinted
at this story before we started the podcast, and now I'm very curious to know what the fuck.
Well, let's just put that story on the back burner for now.
Oh, you're just going to tease it. Okay.
Jeremy,
that's good. I like that.
You cannot throw out shit like that.
No. Let's tease it.
We can close it. We can close with it, too.
I would love to close with it. Because from what Wade's telling me, this is the best fucking story we'll ever hear in our life.
Yeah, we'll get him laughing and want to come back for more.
That's right. Get it.
Comeback.
Have you ever had a comeback?
A comeback? A comeback. It's where you've come and then it just goes back inside you?
If we hang on to it long enough,
the people that
actually might get offended by the story will be done listening to the podcast by the time the story comes up, and then I don't have to deal with the repercussions of that story.
Well, here's the other thing. If they've listened this far, we've already teased the story, so they may listen even longer to hear the story. So,
well, good, then they'll have to be tortured by our bullshit.
Exactly.
What you don't understand is the people that would be offended by the story have already heard the first part of the podcast and have already, like, stopped listening because we come from a Mormon family and they're already offended. Not to mention the fact that anytime me and Wade post anything on Facebook or any other social media site, they immediately know if there's more than 5 comments on a status or anything else, they don't read it because they are going to get offended.
Dude, so we've yet to get a comment.
Wade and I both decided one day, I used to work for Schlong's Home Service.
Nice.
For Schlong's? Back in the day. Schlong's Home Service?
Yeah.
You just went door to door selling your Schlong?
Yeah. No, Schwan's.
Schwan's.
Schwan's. You know, like the ice cream truck.
Schlong's
would have
been better. You would have got more pussy.
Yeah, oh God. Oh God, yeah. But Wade was driving truck at the time, so Wade would call me up at random times, and we'd just sit and bullshit on the phone for hours. And then we'd be like, well, hey, let's start a Facebook feud. It got so bad with the things we'd say on Facebook and the comments our family would make that one day, we had this big, long conversation. There's like 50 comments or more on this post. And all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing, and it's my mother. So I answer the phone. She goes, "What in the hell is your problem?" I said, "What, Mom?"
She goes,
"Your Aunt
disgrace.
Virginia. Virginia happens to be Wade's mother. Your Aunt Virginia just called me, and she is in tears. You and Wade need to stop this shit on Facebook. It is ridiculous, and it is embarrassing. So bad that Wade's mother, Virginia, threatened to defriend Wade and I, her blood relatives, because her friends from church were getting offended by the things we said on Facebook."
Jesus.
And then we decided to discontinue our Facebook account, so we shut them off.
Yeah.
4 or 5 months go by, and Wade calls me up one day and goes, "Dude, I missed the Facebook shit." I'm like, "Me too." So we decide we're going to get our Facebook accounts back. I log on. Mine comes back up. No problem. Wade calls me up. "Dude, you're not going to believe it." I said, "What?" He goes, "So many people have blocked me for being, what was it, Wade? For being..."
It was being rude and I can't remember what the other one is.
Offensive?
And vulgar towards people. Yeah, rude and offensive towards people.
But so many people have blocked Wade that they told Wade that the only way he could get his Facebook account back was if he allowed them to monitor it for 6 months, and if one person blocked him, he was permanently blocked from Facebook.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, damn.
That's awesome. Okay, so I don't mean to divert, but I got to know, knowing how redneck your guys' family is, but also growing up in Utah, which is a highly Mormon community, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, and it, you know, church members not liking Virginia's sons and nephews arguing on Facebook. I mean, what was that like to grow up in that environment?
I was lucky. See, we moved from Utah to Grand Junction, Colorado when I was 6. I grew up in Junction. I'm good.
Nice.
I didn't have to grow up with the bullshit in Utah.
Wait,
well, I'll tell you this. I lived in Grand Junction from the time I was like 11 until the time I was 14. And when I got back to Utah, we moved back to Joseph fucking Utah, and we've already kind of discussed that a little bit.
Yeah.
And when it's an instant shunning, I was, I think our bishop literally called me imported trash.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not very Mormon, is it?
It's not very Christian-like, is it? They literally called me imported trash, and I wasn't allowed to date any of the girls in the town. I wasn't allowed, you know, to go out or anything. I mean, it was really, they watched me like a hawk. It was weird. Like, it was just a really fucking strange thing to go from the ghetto. Like, I lived in the ghetto.
Yeah.
And,
oh, God.
And
oh, God, when Wayne says ghetto, he lived in the Compton Junction, okay?
Compton of
yeah,
the
just
Junction?
Throwing that out there.
So.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking bad. There was murders, some lady was chopped up and fucking sent down her garbage disposal
Jesus.
And, you know, all kinds of just crazy, crazy shit. And then I moved to Joseph, Utah, a town of 400 people, and everybody knew everybody. And it was like, "Oh, did you see that kid from the ghetto move here?" And blah, 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 you know? So it was just fucking instant shunning.
Yeah.
Instant.
Now,
weird.
I thought that Mormons didn't believe... I thought Mormons didn't believe in Christ. So does that doesn't make them Christians. What do they believe?
What the hell do
they
you
believe?
Mormons do believe in Christ. The actual name of the Mormon Church is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day
Saints.
Saints.
Yeah.
They are Christian. They do believe in Christ. I am not a Mormon anymore. I am a Wiccan, a pagan.
Okay. I need a cleansing, by the way.
But I did go to seminary school and high school. I have read the Bible cover to cover. I have read the Book of Mormon, the Pearl of Great Price, the Doctrine and Covenant. I have read it all, cover to cover. I have studied it.
So he knows enough to know it's all bullshit.
I know quite a bit about the Mormon religion. They
yes.
are Christian.
Okay. But then where
that,
do all these weird rules that I keep hearing about coming in? I've seen for myself a pamphlet that said first thing that popped in my head was no masturbation. And I forget the other
one. Yeah, yeah, you're not supposed to touch yourself.
Yeah.
That is just morally wrong. Because to touch yourself and please yourself, you have to have immoral thoughts to do that. And to have immoral thoughts...
Or immoral pictures or immoral videos or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pornography is very frowned upon by their religion. Never mind, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to bite my tongue.
They don't believe in pornography and stuff, but, you know, marrying 14-year-old girls when you're 85, that's fucking fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've got a couple of them back home. You know, oh, wait, I am home.
And you know what's really bad about that whole thing is, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Utah, but the women there are fucking hot. There's pins everywhere you go. And the reason for this is that Brigham Young, when he started the church, like, they would treat women like cattle. So the ugly ones didn't get to marry and reproduce. It was only the hot ones. And I'm not shitting you. So that's why there's so many hot women in Utah, is because the women were treated like fucking cattle stock. Now tell me, how fucking bullshit is that?
So Brigham Young had the right idea, is what I'm hearing.
If you do go to Utah, find out where their father is in the church, and the higher ranking official the father is, the freakier the girl's going to be.
Oh, yeah. You'll put a finger in your butthole.
Oh, yeah. Bishop's daughter?
Wait.
Shit, son.
No, not every dude likes a finger in their ass, okay?
Yeah, but have you tried it?
Whoa. A finger in the butt is perfectly acceptable, okay?
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm saying it's not every dude's thing.
It would be your thing if you try it.
Well, I've tried it with myself.
I mean, cleanse yourself first. You don't want to pull out a brown finger.
Pull out a piece of corn.
I'm going to just throw this out there. The best hand job I ever got, okay? Finger in the butt, finds a prostate. I go, oh.
Okay.
Well, that's true. You can milk the prostate.
Cock, three jerks, and I had the biggest orgasm I have ever had in my life.
All right.
Just saying, a finger on the butt is perfectly acceptable, okay?
Now, was it like the decorator style, or just like, you know, spray, paint spray, just pfft? Or did you decorate?
What do you mean decorator style?
You don't know who the decorator is? Orgasm.
No, I don't know what the decorator is.
Oh, man. Okay,
you need to do yourself a favor.
And you need to go into YouPorn or Pornhub or whatever and search for... Oh, Peter North.
Okay.
Name rings a bell? Anything?
Yeah, I think I've heard the name.
Okay. You need to search for him, pull up a video of him, and just watch him decorate, and you'll understand why he's called the decorator.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try that sometime.
Well, and going back to the other thing, have you seen the movie Road Trip?
Yes.
The very end, Sean William Scott liked it up the ass. Well, the fingers anyway. Yeah.
That's true.
So I'm just saying.
Well, you know. I'm still going to need some convincing. I've had bad experiences, okay? I've had bad experiences. I've had a large black woman with fucking sausage fingers stick her finger in my ass, and that was not fun. There was no milking of the prostate.
I joined the army and I went airborne. And I had an army doctor man shove his finger up my ass without warning, okay?
Oh, I've been there, too.
Trust me, that kind of finger in the butt's not okay. But
No.
When you're with a woman and things get a little hot and heavy and, you know, a finger slides into an asshole, you know, it can be kind of fun.
I'm usually not focused on my asshole when things are getting hot and heavy. That's just me.
Well, I'm not focused either, so if a finger slides in, a finger slides in, but it's all good.
Your take on things is much different when you're in the sack, man. Stuff that might gross you out or freak you out once you're in bed, it's fair game.
I'm not trying to... I'm trying to say that I don't like new things.
Dude, come on.
I don't. I'm trying to come on.
How can you not like new things?
No,
I mean,
shit.
Like you've got to experiment a little. I mean, you know, it's...
Not to say that I haven't experimented, but...
Dick in a girl's asshole, as long as it's clean... It's got to be a clean butthole. You can't make a dirty butthole. That's just gross. But you're going down on a chick, grab her by the back of the knee, fold her over,
okay,
make her butthole. I guarantee you, she's going to jump. And it's not because she's bad. It's because she fucking likes the shit.
Okay, well, again, maybe it's just my life experiences, but I've been going down on a chick before, and she's farted in my face. So
that is awesome.
Wait. Are you sure it was a fart?
Positive.
Or was it a queef?
Dude, my fucking mouth was right there. I would know if it was a queef or not. It was a fucking fart, and she was even like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that.
You shit in your mouth.
Pretty much,
that
yeah.
That is awesome.
I got fucking fecal matter all in the mouth.
So are you now into scat porn?
A little bit, but
nice.
You know, just the ones with the where they shit in the mouth.
Okay, side note, this killer pussy is like pushing me off the chair. This is bullshit.
Let's hope she doesn't fart on you.
No shit. Oh, dude, our other cat did that the other day. I was working. She was sitting in the chair and I heard this little... And then she looked around like, what the fuck was that? She started smelling her ass.
Like, you motherfucker.
Oh, it's hilarious. Okay, back to other stuff.
That was a quick sidebar.
It happens a lot with us.
Okay, so the Mormon church is as fucked up as the Christian church.
Okay, if you put the word church in there, then we're
done.
It's
fucked up, yeah. That's very true.
Because I've
been in the same situation. I used to go to a Methodist church, and my views have changed drastically. But that was back in high school. But I was very involved, again, read the Bible back and forth, you know, from front to back, and, excuse me, believed, holy roller, basically. And then one day I just come to realize... You know, it's all bullshit. It's just stories made up to make yourself feel better.
Look, as a pagan, and I'm sure Wade will agree with this, I'm not saying Christ wasn't a real man.
Christ may have been a very real man.
They may have elaborated on some of the stories. And the messages in the Bible, there's a lot of them that, you know, we really do need to listen to. You know, there's a lot of things you can take from the Bible.
Oh, completely agree.
Christianity
there is
as a whole.
In there,
Christianity as a whole. I'm sorry, I have a hard time believing in a dead white guy that's going to come out of the sky and save us all.
No, you're absolutely right. Jesus was a real person. I mean, they have documentation of that. At least he was born. The stories in the Bible are good moral life stories, but the belief
and conflicting stories
and conflicting. But the belief that they were all made by a god is just crazy. It really is, because there's more irrefutable... No, I'm saying that wrong.
We get where you're
going.
There's
more proof in the sciences of this earth than the actual proof of any kind of god. I mean, shit, there's more proof that there's aliens out there and they're visiting us than there are in a fucking god.
Just ask Dan Aykroyd.
Parowan Gap, Utah.
Do what?
Parowan Gap, Utah.
Absolutely.
I've absolutely
heard of that. There are fucking spaceships drawn by the fucking Indians on the side of these cliffs, and aliens walking out of them coming in and giving people corn seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, all day long.
I mean, haven't you guys watched Ancient Aliens?
Oh, fuck yeah, we have. But we lived in eastern Utah and western Colorado, where all those petroglyphs of fucking, like, aliens and shit are there. Like, we grew up around them. So you go out there, you'll see, like, a fucking alien head drawn on the side of a cliff wall. And
see, that's fucking
spaceships.
Cool. I would love to go
see
that
shit.
It is.
It's pretty badass.
An alien getting head?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By an American, or Native American.
Oh, well, there's this one picture on Cocopelli out there by Emory County, in Emory County, Utah, that has got, like, a fucking picture of Cocopelli, which is an alien-head-looking guy that has a fucking, like, boner that's, like, fucking 3 feet long.
Just a huge fucking massive hard-on?
Yeah, that's why the aliens were so renowned when they got here. They were just, like, fucking all the bitches just wanted to bone the alien 3 foot dick.
Fuck, well, they were hung like I am.
Yeah, you're part alien.
They got fire hoses.
Right? Oh my God, I'm part Martian. I just wanted to be on the record. I just took a shit on air. That's a first for me.
Really? So. That's a first for us, too. That's fucking great. Now we got to hurry. Wait, did you flush a toilet yet?
Yeah, I did already.
Oh,
fuck. Here, you want to hear it, though?
Yeah.
Hang on. You can hear it running. We can't hear shit.
Oh. There we go.
There we go.
I reflushed just for you.
Nice.
That was a double flusher.
I don't know if you guys heard it or not.
No, we didn't. I didn't hear shit. Dave?
I took a poo. Before I took a poo, I did hold the phone somewhat by my butthole, and I farted. I don't know if you guys heard it.
No, we didn't.
This is a podcast about a minute before this moment right here. I might have farted on air. And it stunk. I'm just letting you know that, like, it curled the hairs in my nose. It was bad.
But the real question is, did it burn?
No.
Honestly, then it's not as satisfying.
I stay away from spicy food because my butthole don't like them.
It's not satisfying, then. I need burn.
Sorry. Next time, I'll eat a bunch of cayenne or something beforehand and...
Just eat a bunch of Thai food. That way it'll be.
I'll make you more of that purple chicken I made, Wade. How's that sound?
Sounds phenomenal. Well, let me tell you this. Check this out. So one time, Cody's at work, and I ain't going to mention where we work, but Cody's at work taking a shit, and I walk in to the bathroom, and yeah. I'm like, holy shit, it smells like Jack in the Box in here. And Cody's like, yeah, I've eaten Jack in the Box. What is it? What does it smell like? I said, it smells like you ate the tacos from Jack in the Box. Like, the tacos from Jack in the Box smell exactly the same coming out as they do going down.
That is a true story, word for word. That's fucking awesome. Just fucking
so
eat Jack
in
the Crack and fucking shit Jack in the Crack.
That's right. I work in a tire shop, okay? Again, we won't mention the name. But we have this mechanic that is in his 50s, been a mechanic for 30 years, and a very, very old school kind of guy, you know, very homophobic. I've got a little bit of a gay voice every once in a while, just, you know, throw it on, and everybody's like, oh my God.
You're like, hey, guys.
And
this is super sweet.
Hey. But,
how you doing?
So he gets very offended by that. Well, you don't go and fart anywhere where this guy is working because he gets upset by it. I completely understand it. So one day we're putting some tie rod ends in a car because we do mechanical work as well. We're putting some tie rod ends in a car, and I'm helping him put the boot back on this inner tie rod end. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who the fuck died over here? And he's like, that was me. Sorry. I had some food last night. It's not agreeing with me today. Hand me that Kimball. We've got this spray lube that's called Kimball. Well, when you spray it, it smells like cherries and vanilla. I mean, it's like the best air freshener ever, and it's better than WD-40 as a spray lube. Huh. So he just starts spraying it everywhere in the air to get rid of the smell, and I'm over there almost dying because it just stinks so bad. So then this other kid we work with comes running by, jumps in the air, and this kid's got some hops. I mean, my kid's ass is shoulder level. I stand 6'3". That's a major hop. And right at the apex of his fart, or at his jump, right in my face. You can't help but laugh at it, man. You just can't help but laugh.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, but that actually begs the question. Why don't they make spray lube for in the bedroom?
What?
Why don't they make spray lube for in the bedroom?
Spray lube.
I've never seen it.
You get a bunch of spit in your mouth, you go...
That's all natural right there.
I love it.
No, so... Going on fart.
That's 10,000 year old.
That's
friend.
True love. When you spit on a butthole before you put your wiener in it, that's true love. Actually, you know what the difference between puppy love, and true love is?
The amount of spit?
No, spit, swallow, and gargle.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
Dave, you had a story about farts.
Oh, I did, yeah. Now, see, the house I'm living in now used to be my grandparents' back in the day. And my my ex-wife and I were here, and we were all sitting on the same couch as my grandmother. Well, we were all getting ready to get up to, I don't know, go to the kitchen or something, and my grandmother gets up first, and so my wife, or my ex-wife, she gets up, and I mean, face literally maybe a foot away from her ass, and my grandmother just ripped it. Now okay. I find that hysterical, okay. But right in her face, man.
But to be fair to your grandma, how old was she?
Oh, yeah, she's old as hell. She probably didn't even notice it.
She had no clue what she just did.
No, because my ex-wife looked at me and just, she was like surprised and wanted to laugh at the same time, but we didn't really want to give it up.
Oh, all right, fine. So one time we had Thanksgiving at my grandma's double wide trailer. Now, my grandma's double wide trailer was two trailers parked side by side with a whole
car. They weren't side by side. They were 3 feet apart and kind of offset, so one hung out one way further than the other one hung out the other way, so that the kitchen's lined up and the living room's lined up, side by side.
And this is two single wides to make a half-ass double wide.
Absolutely.
They hole through the wall, and there was a 3-foot hallway in the living room and in the kitchen of each trailer that connected the other trailer. We're redneck. Okay, redneck.
This half-ass double wide had two living rooms and two kitchens?
It had two living rooms, two kitchens, four bathrooms, and six bedrooms, man. She was rocking out a fucking mansion.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, actually, I fucking like that. Rednecks
five bedrooms and one room that was full of jars of canned goods.
Yes, that were like 50 years old and fucking nasty as shit anyway. Okay, so anyway, so we go over there for Thanksgiving to the double wide. And my family's fucking ball busters, and they enjoy making each other cry. I don't know. I don't know if they enjoy it or if they just can't help it. Like,
we didn't grow up with family reunions. We grew up with family brawls.
Okay.
Right,
nice.
Right. Like, there was times they told us, like, get the fuck out of here and go to the park because shit's about ready to go down. And we'd be like, no, we want to stay and watch. Get the fuck out of here now. You know, that's what it was like.
But this is just like the wrestling I watch on TV.
This year.
Wait, sorry.
So anyway, we're at the Thanksgiving, and it was horrible. It was horrible. My grandpa Dean, he was real old at the time, and it was about a year before he died. And he leaned to the side to fart at the fucking Thanksgiving table, and he shit his pants. And I could smell it the rest of the dinner. And then my fucking Thelma's husband pulled out his false teeth and licked them clean at the table. It's fucking nasty. We all laughed at what fucking JB's.
You want to hear about a redneck fucking tooth story?
Yeah.
So our grandparents that we grew up with, our grandpa was not our biological grandpa. Our biological grandpa was remarried to a gal that had some very inbred kids.
I told you about one of them last night. I told him about Karen and Little John fucking the dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
We heard that one.
So Karen, you've heard about Karen. When Grandma Erna, Aunt Erna, whatever you want to call her because she's both, because we're inbred. When Erna dies, okay, now I've got a little bit weird family. Okay, my dad.
Oh, that you don't have to say that.
My dad and his brother, my uncle Rick.
Your dad is what? I'm sorry?
So my dad and my uncle are brothers.
Yeah, I would hope so.
My mother and my Aunt Joyce are stepsisters because my mom's dad married Joyce's mom. Well, my dad and my uncle Rick married my mom and my Aunt Joyce. So brothers married stepsisters.
Okay.
So my Aunt Joyce is Erna's daughter, and Erna is our step-grandma, Karen's mom. Karen and Joyce are sisters. When Erna dies, my Aunt Joyce goes to the funeral. She comes back, and she tells me the story about how Karen got a hold of Erna's teeth, who is her mother. When Erna died, Karen inherited Erna's teeth, and wore them to the funeral and still wears them to this day and is proud because she has her mother's teeth in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, that's redneck. These are my mama's teeth, and I'm so proud to have them in my mouth. Oh, and they don't fit. They're way too big for the bitch's mouth.
Oh, man.
That's pretty redneck, but I got to tell you, I have never seen more redneck than when I spent a week in southern Alabama. Holy shit.
Ooh.
And it's so weird. Like, I went to go visit this girl from high school, and we're driving down the road, and there's, like, this really nice, you know, house right off the road. Immediately next to it is what I would think of just a wooded area. Hell no. It's a community of people that are living in campers that are, shit, they're half run down to begin with. You know, one or two teeth, if they wear clothes at all. You know,
the only vehicles in the parking lot are up on cylinder blocks.
That's not an exaggeration. That's exactly right. And then,
bunch of
again,
dogs running around.
Next property over, beautiful, nice house. It's insane. There's so much redneck, and then you go in town, and it's like any modern town.
Yeah.
But 2 seconds out of town, holy shit.
Banjos start playing.
Yeah, well, kind of like when I lived in North Idaho. And they had an episode of Cops
squealing.
Where there was a guy right around where I was living running down the street naked. If you ever watch Cops, I'm sure you've seen it. It was in the whatever the beginning, the intro to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people I ran into knew who he was.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's awesome.
Okay, so
Cops and naked people, right? I had this buddy that, back when I was a tweaker, this guy, we were juggalos as well. We listened to a lot of ICP.
That's
fucking hard.
That's awesome.
This guy's got a huge Hatchet Man tattooed on his calf. I'm a juggalo. I don't have any Hatchet Man tattoos. I do listen to some ICP music.
Malenko.
But only the shit that sounds good to me at that moment. But
I'm going to be honest say that doesn't surprise me. Tweaking out, listening to ICP. It's all the same world.
Tech Nine is my nigga. Anyway. is that word allowed on there?
Oh, dude, we can say whatever the fuck we want.
It already came out. So my buddy, Brian, he gets a hold of some moonflower, right? Makes some tea, drinks some moonflower tea, tripping fucking balls. Now, in Grand Junction, there's some suburbs of Grand Junction that, you know, there's Fruta, which is, you know, the hit town. It's outside of town. There's only two things that come from Fruta.
What's moonflower tea?
Okay, yeah, I knew we were going to have to explain this. Moonflower is a type of, like, morning glory that blooms only at night, and it has these little seed pods that... It's related to nightshade. Right.
Okay.
And you take the seed pods, and you make tea out of it, and it's basically like peyote.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you've ever done peyote. I have. You trip fucking balls. So he makes the moonflower tea. And so in Grand Junction, there's some other suburbs and some other towns around there. There's Palisade, which has Enos Court, which is the ghetto that it's like Compton, you know, that Wade grew up on. Then there's Clifton, where, you know, there's a road called 32 and an 8th Road, but everybody calls it 32 and an 8 Ball because you can go to any apartment complex on the road and buy methamphetamines. And there's Grand Junction, and then there's Fruta, and only two things come from Fruta, steers and queers. And if you ain't got horns, we know it's y'all.
Nice.
But he's in Clifton in this little trailer park called Candlewood Trailer Park. He's tripping moonflower, hallucinating, running through the trailer park in the middle of the night in nothing but boxers with a hatchet. Why? Because he's a juggalo. Now, there's this sheriff's deputy down there in Mesa County called Deputy Abeta. But everybody on the street knows her as RoboBitch because she is a bitch. And she's like RoboCop, you know, just... Rrr. So he's running through Kendall at Trailer Park with this hatchet. She manages to grab a hold of him. What's he do? Bites her on the fucking tip. And get this.
He did get charges for other things, but did not get any assaulting of peace officer charges because he was clinically insane because he was tripping moon flour.
Wow. Oh, lucky son awesome. Of a bitch.
So if you want to get off on assaulting a peace officer, just trip moon flour. You'll be okay.
Just Done. Trip balls.
That's awesome.
Holy shit. Okay, yeah, wait.
Drugs
wait.
Are okay, okay?
Wait, I have a question for you. And this relates back to the last episode. I'm under the understanding that your mother found out about the Wile E. Coyote doll.
We're not going to talk about that.
We don't want to talk about that?
Not until after they had sold it at a yard sale.
No. We're not going to talk about it. I don't want to bring my mother up into this because I don't want to cause any more tension on that one. All right?
Okay, well...
You got to remember, Wade's mother almost defriended him on Facebook. Yeah. Already.
My mom... Okay, let's set the scene. My mother is one of those people who talks a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And she will... I mean, she'll go right to your face and just say it, you know, but she can't take it. Like... So she can say it, but she doesn't have a very thin skin. I mean, she doesn't have a very thick skin. So she doesn't like it coming back at her that direction. So I kind of give her that little bit of room to just, you know, not offend her that much.
Okay.
Is that good to go?
I gotcha.
You got to understand, Wade's mom is fucking awesome.
She's great.
We took over her house. And we're completely fucking drunk for an entire weekend, and she didn't bitch at us once.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she was glad to see us go, but she did not bitch at us once for an entire weekend last year. Wade's mom is awesome. You know,
well,
like you said, she's got a thin skin. You can't dish it out, but you better be able to take it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, keeping it in the family, we're right at about that time that I want to hear Jeremy's virginity story.
I knew
it's
that
time,
was coming.
It's time to bring it out. I want to hear it.
Keeping it in the family. All right.
Just really quick, because this isn't as funny.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
Wait, Jeremy,
family
hold on.
Family members, if you are still listening to this podcast, stop now.
Yeah, Jeremy,
we'll give you 30
hold
seconds
on a second.
To stop.
Hey, Jeremy, hold on a second. What were we going to say, Dave?
Oh, no, it's not that funny, but I just remembered, and this is a story for later, but I have some moist towelettes that I want to give to Cody here because he's a man who likes to sanitize. I can't even remember the story. You're going to have to bring it up.
I'll bring it up, but I gotta hear Jeremy's first.
Yeah, well... We might have to bring it up another episode because I have a feeling this is not going to even go close to his.
No, but I do want those moist towels.
Yeah, there you go. There's two.
Thank
of them.
You. I appreciate All right. that.
All right, now on with you guys.
So again.
Disclaimer.
I was raised in. Yeah, disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Stop listening if you're family members. Now, if you're not family members, check this shit out. Having been raised in a very Mormon household, and despite what many people may think, I did not smoke, I did not drink, I did not do drugs, and I was a virgin all the way through high school. I graduated high school on a Thursday, and I went on a camping trip with a family member who shall not be named. Just because, you know, the last time we named him, we caught some very bad negative feedback and posts were deleted on Facebook.
We'll just say that he may or may not have hit himself in the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah, he may or may not have. May not have tried to climb a haystack with a rope tied around himself.
Okay, because I was going to ask at least the relation of this family member, but that's made clear now.
So as a graduation present, there's a place in Colorado called Mesa Verde. It's down in the Four Corners region, which is where there's the Four Corners of Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah all come together.
Yeah.
Well, there's a place called Mesa Verde, and it's an Anasazi ruins area. There's a lot of Native American ruins and cliff dwellings and everything else from the Anasazi Indians who just disappeared off the face of the earth for no reason. I'm thinking aliens come and took them away.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
So we go camping down there. It's a graduation present. The weekend after I graduate, we all go camping. And there's this family member that shall not be named, and his oldest child is there, and his wife, and she's pregnant with their second child, and his best friend, who is legally blind, and we're all camping in this area. And there's two tents, and me and the family member and his wife and their son is in one tent, and their best friend is in another tent 3 feet away. We spent two or three nights down there. I can't remember, but we're there, and my sleeping bag broke. The zipper on it stopped working. And we'll back this up a little bit. A few months before this happened, I was helping babysit their kid, and I guess maybe there was two kids at this time, and she was pregnant with the third. I can't remember, but they were building a house, and I was helping babysit their kids all the time. And one night they come home, I was watching their kids, and she took her shirt and bra off and come out and sat on the couch topless. And I was like, well, I got to go. And they're like, what, you afraid of some titties? And so I walked over, and I just grabbed a hold of them and started playing with them. I was like, I'll fucking play with some titties. I don't care none of that. So we go camping. And apparently she had fantasized about taking someone's virginity. Well, we go camping. My sleeping bag broke. They had two sleeping bags that zipped together, great big ones, you know?
Yeah.
And they were sharing those sleeping bags. It was kind of cold, May in southern Colorado, a little chilly at night or whatever. I was started victim one night that my sleeping bag was broke. And so, well, come crawl in this one. It's nice and warm in here. So... well, that's kind of weird, but okay. So I crawl in the sleeping bag with them. And then all of a sudden there's, you know, a little banter goes back and forth, whatever. And then pretty soon the wife is laying in between me and this relative that shall not be named. And pretty soon there's a ski pole handjob race going on. And I'm like, well, whoa, awesome. What the fuck's going on here? And needless to say, I lost my virginity to a very, very, very close relative's wife on a camping trip in a threesome with this relative. So far to the point that we Eiffel Towered minus the high five. If you don't know what a Eiffel Tower is, you gotta try it sometime. There's a chick in the middle. One guy's hitting it from behind. The other guy's getting some dome. You high five over the top of it. It's called an Eiffel Tower.
Yep, heard that
one. We didn't high five, but let's just say Thanksgiving's a little awkward around the family sometimes. And to top that one, my other relative that shares the same relation that is very, very close to me, I grew up with both of these people. I've known one of them his whole life, the other one my whole life. We grew up in the same household. We share parents. We're not going to name what kind of relative they are. So he leaves his ex-wife, right? He's on his second marriage. He leaves his ex-wife. He's living with his current wife at the time, and me and his ex-wife were kind of talking a little bit, and Wade got involved. Wade decides to push and prod and push and prod and convince me that I just need to dick this bitch down. So I do. And then
Wade is an instigator for sure.
A few years later, I decide to tell my little brother, I mean my relative that shall not be named, that I slept with his ex-wife while we were both standing at his kitchen table with, I have a 10-inch chef's knife in my hand, and he has a very large knife in his hand as well. He had gotten a cow elk that year. We're cutting up an elk, and I look at him. We had been drinking, much like I have been tonight. Yeah. Half a bottle of rum in. Thank you. And I look at him and I say, hey, by the way, I slept with your wife. Oh, well, ex-wife. And he looks at me, stops cutting meat, and he's holding a big-ass fucking knife in his hand. He goes, were we together at the time? I told him no. And he goes, oh, well, fuck it. And starts cutting elk back up. I swear to God, if he had been married to the bitch at the time, I think he'd have stabbed me. My own brother would have, I mean, my own relative would have stabbed me. But, hell, 2 out of 3 of my sister-in-laws ain't bad, right?
That's and not bad. See, now you got to go for the third, though.
Stepsister, Wade. Stepsister. Hey, I fucked your sister-in-law, too, Wade. What are you going to say about that?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, touché. You got to keep it in the family, hey, man. You keep it in the family.
I turned her out.
Keep it in the family.
Bird. She's kind of a freak now. You're welcome.
Yep.
So you're taking credit for that? Keep making her a freak?
Oh, absolutely. Jeremy will turn anybody into a slut.
So check this out, right? I moved to Washington with my cousin Wade to get clean off of meth and just kind of start a new path in my life and change my life around.
Yeah.
His sister-in-law lived with them. And one night after I'd been there about a week and a half or so, she comes to me and she says, I kind of want somebody to teach me the ropes. I said, what do you mean, teach me the ropes? She goes, well, I haven't said I had sex in 5 years, and I've only had sex once. Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Well, then they proceed to tell me that this guy she slept with is hung like my pinky.
Hey, he's my best friend that grew up with him. Shut up.
So
small, he stuck a hot dog in his zipper one night, and they were like, that can't be your real dick. It's too big. Okay?
So he actually puts a hot dog on his dick to fuck chicks.
No. What he did one night, he put a hot dog in the microwave, and I was sleeping on the couch. And I had my mouth open. It was kind of a prank he did. I had my mouth open, and then he put a hot dog in his pants, and then started pushing it in and out of my mouth while I was sleeping.
Oh, I knew it wasn't real because it was too big.
Yeah, and I knew it wasn't real because it was too big.
Anyways.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that in order for him to get off while he's fucking a chick, he has to take his pinky dick and put a hot dog over it to then fuck the chick.
No. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know the guy. So, Wade, that's a question for you.
It's like putting a little smoky inside of a hot dog.
They've all told me that he's really good at going down on chicks. Like, it's like he's so good at it, it doesn't matter how small his dick is.
A, B, C. Well, we've talked about this before. If you have a small dick, you have to be able to go down on chicks. You have to know what you're doing down there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you got a big dick, you got to be able to do it too.
Yeah, everybody's got to know how to do it, but the guys with the smaller dicks have to overcompensate.
Yeah, and it's actually better if you do the alphabet in cursive. Trust me.
Oh, maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
Oh, dude, we can spend all night on where you're going wrong, but that's life in general, so.
I know. Why am I even doing this podcast?
Exactly.
Fuck. Oh, because I get free head out of it.
Yeah. Wait, no. Fuck it, yeah.
But he spits, so it's not true love.
Absolutely.
No, it's not. Gotta start gargling, Dave. Gotta start gargling.
I'll work on that for next time.
Spitters or quitters? Spitters or quitters?
It is very, very apparent that you guys have a very, 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 very close family.
that goes without saying.
I think it's awesome. You know,
hell yeah. Because
who else can you trust? I mean,
right? Oh, when, you can't trust family. You can't trust anybody.
Exactly. And when you
wait, I can't trust family. My stepsister cheated on me.
Okay, but it gets made up for when you lose your virginity with your relative who shall not be named, with their wife in a threesome. I mean, that's trust there. You know, and then to sleep with
some that ain't trust. Wade's, that's just called pimping. Straight up.
Now we know.
You know
Jeremy
anybody
has
else
had
that lost their virginity in a threesome with their brother? I mean, their relative that shall not be named.
Awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Regardless.
So I had to bring something up with you, Cody, before we go. So I finished listening to the Pat podcast where I was on last time, and you talked about Snowpiercer, the movie.
Okay, yes.
That movie's fucking gay.
Why is that movie fucking gay? That pisses me off.
No,
I like that movie.
Oh, because you're fucking gay.
Why is it gay?
Let's talk about it. I don't want to hold anything back. What movie? Snowpiercer.
Why is it gay?
Snowpiercer.
That movie's so gay, I haven't even heard of it.
Right, fuck you, Jeremy. Why is it gay, Wade?
You're not family. I won't.
I will tell you this. Like, I tried to like it. I tried to give it the whole thing. And Dave, did you end up watching that after he talked about it?
No, I haven't seen it.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, don't watch it, because it's fucking gay.
It's not fucking gay. Fuck you.
Sounds good to me.
Anyway.
Hey, don't take his side.
So, the whole thing about the bugs being ground up into those protein bars so that the people could eat them.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are all those bugs coming from?
I don't know where all those fucking bugs are coming from, but they survive.
Well, and they got a and you can see this big machine where all those bugs are. I mean, there's so many flaws to this story that none of it makes sense. By the time you're done with the movie, Dave, you're more confused than you were when
other
you first
than the
started.
Bugs,
I hate those movies.
Other than the bugs, what else?
The other thing that really drove me nuts was they put all these like peasants in the back of the train, and the train was like this utopian society where like the people up front were like all like the high class citizens, and the people in the back were all this shit on. And the whole concept was just fucking stupid.
Why?
Like, it was just fucking dumb. Like I, Dave, if you do watch it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Just the concept itself is just so flawed and stupid. Like, there's absolutely...
Nice.
Like, where do they shit, Cody? Where do they shit?
Did you really want them to have a scene where they were showing somebody take a shit?
Well, obviously, yeah.
Well, I want to know where 300 people living in a cramped space the size of my garage
are
shitting.
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't know.
All right,
I can't answer that question for you. They didn't explain that in the movie. But obviously, you're obsessed with shit.
Maybe it's like Human Centipede. They shit in each other's mouth.
That's a good point.
Oh.
All right, not to change the subject, but it was cool talking to y'all. I got to check out and take care of business.
Love you,
okay.
Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
All righty, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys can keep talking.
Yeah, Jeremy and I are
going
to go as well, and you guys have a great night, okay?
Oh, yeah. We'll do this again.
Jeremy.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Of course.
I'll be back
on anytime
you want.
All right.
Goodbye. Bye,
Wade.
Well, and that was another great episode of Roscoe's
House of Chips. So, find us on Facebook, Roscoe's House of Chips. Send us a Twitter, Roscoe's HOC. Email, roscoeshoc@gmail.com. And give us a like on Facebook if you hear this. So, this is Chody
and D-Man.
And did you steal that?